You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Tuesday, May 6, 2025. Waltz across Texas. Whitewater and company-led JV expand role in moving Permian gas to coast. Published by Housley Carr. Several large, publicly held midstream companies play critical roles in transporting crude oil, natural gas, and NGLs from the Permian Basin to markets along the Gulf Coast, and all of them are investing hundreds of millions or even billions of dollars to expand their Permian to Gulf infrastructure. But there's a privately held outlier among them, Whitewater Midstream, which has developed key gas pipelines in Texas and has been partnering with MPLX, Enbridge, and others to own and develop a few more. In today's RBN blog, we look at the growing portfolio of Whitewater and the WPC Joint Venture, or JV, and discuss highlights from our new drill-down report on Permian to Gulf infrastructure projects. Even amid the economic uncertainty triggered by the ongoing trade war, a long list of publicly held midstreamers, Enterprise Products Partners, Energy Transfer, Targa Resources, Phillips 66 and ONEOK among them, are developing an even longer list of crude, gas, and NGL-related projects in the Permian and from West Texas to the Gulf Coast. Gathering systems, gas processing plants, pipelines, fractionators, export terminals. Whitewater Midstream, whose name is familiar to everyone interested in the Permian, is a different animal, a giraffe among zebras, you might say. Austin-based and with financial backing from I-Squared Capital and other private equity sources, Whitewater was formed in 2016 and has been involved in developing several key gas pipelines and other gas-related assets between the Permian and the Gulf Coast. First came Agua Blanca. This pipeline system delivers natural gas from a number of processing plants in the Permian's Delaware Basin to the Waha Hub. Agua Blanca started in 2018 as a 72-mile system with a capacity of 1.4 BCF per day. It has been expanded several times since then and now has more than 200 miles of pipe and a capacity of more than 3 BCF per day. The pipeline is currently owned by Whitewater, 75%, Enbridge, 15%, and MPLX, 10%. The three companies also share ownership of the 400 million cubic feet per day Carlsbad Gateway gas pipeline system in the Delaware, which feeds residue gas into Agua Blanca. Then there's the Whitewater-led development of the Whistler Pipeline, a 450-mile, 42-inch diameter gas conduit from the Waha Hub to the Agua Dulce Hub in South Texas, just west of Corpus Christi. A 36-inch lateral links the main pipe to the Permian's Midland Basin. Whistler came online as a 2 BCF per day facility in July 2021. Its capacity was expanded to 2.5 BCF per day in September 2023. The Whistler pipeline is one of several existing and planned pipelines that are now fully or partly owned by a Whitewater-led JV with MPLX and Enbridge that was announced in March 2024. The JV itself, formerly known as Whitewater Pipeline LLC or WPC, is 50.6% owned by Whitewater, with MPLX holding a 30.4% stake and Enbridge owning the remaining 19%. I-Squared Capital owns Whitewater's stake in WPC. In addition to owning 100% of the Whistler pipeline, the Whitewater MPLX Enbridge JV owns: Number 1. A 70% stake in the 43-mile, 1.7 BCF per day ADCC pipeline from Agua Dulce to Cheniere Energy's Corpus Christi LNG export terminal, with Cheniere owning the other 30%. Number 2. A 70% stake in the planned 2.5 BCF per day Blackcomb pipeline from the Permian to Agua Dulce that will be installed alongside the JV's Whistler pipeline and enter service in H2 2026. Targa Resources holds a 17.5% interest in the project and MPLX holds a 12.5% stake, in addition to being part of the WPC JV. Number 3. A 70% stake in the recently FID'd 1.75 BCF per day Traverse Pipeline, a planned bidirectional gas line that by 2027 will run 160 miles between Agua Dulce and the Katy area west of Houston. As with Blackcomb, Targa holds a 17.5% interest in Traverse and MPLX a 12.5% stake, again beyond its interest in WPC. Number 4. All of the planned 2.25 BCF per day Rio Bravo pipeline from Agua Dulce to the planned Rio Grande LNG export terminal in Brownsville, Texas. Rio Bravo is slated to come online in H1 2027. Enbridge contributed its once fully owned Rio Bravo project to the Whitewater JV as part of that deal. Number 5. all of the planned 193-mile Blackfin pipeline, which would run from Colorado County, Texas, to Jasper County, Texas, and have the capacity to transport up to 3.5 BCF per day. Number 6. A 50% ownership interest in the 2 BCF per day Waha gas storage facility. That's the WPC JV. Separately, Whitewater and three partners, EnLink Midstream, Devon Energy, and MPLX, developed the latest big addition to Permian gas takeaway capacity, the 490-mile, 2.5 BCF per day Matterhorn Express pipeline from Waha to the Katy area. The pipeline, which came online in October 2024, has a lateral that extends into the Midland Basin. Whitewater holds a 67.5% interest in Matterhorn Express and operates it, while EnLink, now part of ONEOK, owns 15%, Devon owns 12.5%, and MPLX owns 5%. However, Whitewater, MPLX, and Enbridge announced May 6 that they have reached deals that within a few weeks will result in Whitewater holding a 65% stake, MPLX and Enbridge owning 10% each, and ONEOK retaining its 15% stake. Also, through the early 2020s, Whitewater worked with MPLX and other companies on the BANGL pipeline for Bellevue Alternative NGL, which, as its name suggests, provides another option for moving Permian-sourced NGLs to Gulf Coast fractionators and export terminals. In February, MPLX, which already holds a 45% stake in BANGL, agreed to acquire the other 55% from current co-owners Whitewater and Diamondback Energy for $715 million. That deal is expected to close in July. See Strange Bedfellows for details on the NGL pipeline's complicated history. Finally, and it's not a Permian to Gulf project, Whitewater announced in October 2024 that it has taken FID on the planned Pelican Pipeline, Ashed Orange Line, which will run 170 miles from Williams, Louisiana, to the Gillis Hub and have the capacity to transport up to 1.75 BCF per day of Haynesville shale gas when the pipe starts operating in H1 2027. Whitewater noted in its announcement that it is partnering with investment firms FIC, Stonepeak, and Trace Capital Management on the project. The Drill Down Report. Despite its giraffe among zebras status, we've included Whitewater in our new Drill Down Report on Permian to Gulf infrastructure projects because the company plays such a pivotal role in addressing the Permian's biggest near-term challenge, namely moving more gas from West Texas to the Gulf Coast, and, with the Rio Bravo, Traverse, and Blackfin projects, up and down the coast too. In the Drill Down Report, we also discuss the pipelines and other projects planned by the eight largest publicly held providers of wellhead-to-water midstream services, crude oil and associated gas gathering lines, gas processing plants, long-haul pipelines, crude oil, gas and NGLs, NGL storage, fractionators and export terminals, among other things. The companies in question are familiar to just about everyone: Enterprise, Energy Transfer, Targa, P66, ONEOK, MPLX, Enbridge, and Plains All American. Taken as a group, their midstream assets, plus Whitewater's, handle most of the hydrocarbon molecules emerging from Permian wells and waltzing across Texas toward the Gulf. Waltz Across Texas was written by Quanah Talmadge Tubb, aka Billy Talmadge, and appears as the third song on side two of Ernest Tubb's sixth studio album, Another Story. Released as a single in 1965, it went to number 34 on the Billboard Country Songs Singles chart. Personnel on the record were Ernest Tubb, lead vocals, guitar, Leon Rhodes, Jerry Shook, Cal Smith and Steve Chapman, guitar, Harold Bradley, bass, Buddy Charlton, pedal steel guitar, Hargus Pig Robbins, piano, and Dan Miller, drums. Another Story was Ernest Tubb's sixth studio album. Recorded in Nashville at RCA Studio B, it is compiled of songs recorded between August 1964 and January 1967. Produced by Owen Bradley, it was released in April 1967 on Decca Records and went to number 6 on the Billboard Country Albums chart. One single was released from the LP. Ernest Tubb was an American country music singer and songwriter. Dubbed the Texas Troubadour, the Jimmy Rogers-inspired singer got his start at age 19 singing on the San Antonio radio station KONO AM. He signed a recording contract with RCA Records in 1936. Known as one of the pioneers of honky-tonk music, his biggest record was the 1941 release, Walking the Floor Over You. Tubb released 37 studio albums, 26 compilation albums, and 92 singles. He is a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame, and Texas Country Music Hall of Fame. He started the Ernest Tubb Record Shop on Lower Broadway in Nashville in 1947, which closed in 2022. Tubb died in Nashville in September 1984 at the age of 70.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.